Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Good weekend.
I would say happy birthday, but we don't really do birthdays on this show.
No. So, yeah, it was my birthday on Saturday. So, yep.
You can send text in to wish him a happy birthday. We, obviously, as a Chris and Scott, can't mention birthdays on the show.
Yep, 37, and it was the first sober birthday I've had since I was about 13.
Oh, you were ill, weren't you?
I wasn't feeling too great, and so I thought to myself, I'll stay in.
get things done.
I stayed in, but then I went out yesterday and had a roast, and I was like, I'll have one pint, and it never happened.
Yeah.
So I had a very mature and grown-up birthday celebration.
Well, Scott's in the kitchen if you want caffeine. He's doing a 3 o'clock brew.
Scott is?
Yeah, he always does a little brew. Yeah,
he does
a little brew.
Tea.
Any on the text, any brews you want, get your orders in now. He can't hear us. He's in the kitchen. So always fun when he walks back in the studio and sees 150 texts going, one sugar, please, mate. So if you can get... And actually, that would be funny. If you can text in or app in your tea or coffee request to Scott, but in builder's language, that would be even better. One sugar geese, that type of thing. That'd be perfect. No, thanks, love, sweet enough as it is and all that. That'd be perfect. In builder's language, get your orders in now. That'd be fun.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? Crazy about my money. Come on! I got bills to pay. £1,000. Friday payday is here. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go, here we go.
Radio Essex.
Details of how to win that £1,000 coming up very soon. Scott is making tea. Get your orders in now and I'll get the hits on for you. Tom Grennan, all these nights on the way. We start though, Mimi Webb and Red Flags.
Radio Essex.
Also, I hope you had a good weekend and thank you for having us on. If you want to tell us what you're up to this weekend, you can let us know with your tea order. Mimi Webb, Radio Essex. First Class Jack Harlow on Radio Essex. 3:29, Chris and Scott. Thanks for having us on. Didn't mention all your messages. You saw your messages, did you, for the tea?
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on at the moment.
They had to ask you for tea in a style of a builder.
Okay, can you read some out?
Yeah. Scott, I'll have a rosy Lee, but sweet enough geese, so hold the white stuff, says Nikki. Coffee, please, Scott. Black with milk, says Aaron in Eastwood. Matt's having his tea with a little Baisy white stuff and hold on the sweet stuff. Cheers, geezer.
Doesn't sound much like a builder, that one.
Sue says, Scott, mate, I'll have a coffee, milk, no sugar, already sweet, geese.
Yeah, that's nice. Good. That's a good one.
Scott, nice coffee, black, couple of lumps, sugar. Don't burn the beans, though, says Sandra in Southminster.
I like that. Don't burn the beans, mate.
And in Colchester, all right, Scott, me old mucker, could murder a cuppa, white, two sweeteners, as strong as you. Cheers, Diamond Geezer.
That's the best one.
Nice.
That's the best one.
Two mugs, standard NATO, please, says Richard in Billericay.
Okay.
Lizette in Westcliff. Scott, milk, two sugars, mate, easy on the milk. Show it to the tea, then let it run away in fear.
Oh, I like that.
That is great, isn't it?
That one's good.
Kathleen, well, how many of these have we got? Have you not got anything better to do? Thank you, though. Kathleen, builder's tea, Yorkshire tea bags.
See, I like it when you got a builder around and they just go, builder's two, and you go, oh, I know exactly what they want.
Get it all sorted out for you. Thank you very much for all of those. Right, 3:30 on the Big Drive Home with May Stevens. This is If We Ever Broke Up. And I will tell you how much a certain person's Man United shirt sold for in a minute. It's Radio Essex, May Stevens. And If We Ever Broke Up, it's Chris and Scott. It's the Big Drive Home for Monday. Thank you so much for your text on the tea situation and the coffee situation. We've got all of those made for you. And they're sitting out on Western Esplanade ready for you to
getting
pick up.
Cold.
Not true.
Getting
please
cold.
Don't turn up.
Yeah.
Ryan Giggs shirt, signed by Ryan Giggs, Manchester United legend, sold at a charity auction last night for
£5 million.
Tom?
No, I'm joking.
You know the answer.
Oh, you know the answer. Okay. I'm going to say, right, so it's signed by Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
And,
iconic number 11. I mean, probably one of the most decorated players in the world.
I mean, but this is difficult, really, because I used to do a bit of memorabilia, and I know that that shouldn't really sell for much more than £895. So I'm going to say £895.
It went for less than 50 quid.
Wow. Okay.
How much is an actual Man United shirt in JD Sports? It's about the same.
£100?
Yeah. So it's cheaper
yeah.
to have it signed. Yeah, so the money was being auctioned on eBay at the British Heart Foundation after being given to them as a donation. It was a framed shirt and it was put on sale for an original bit. Just get it going, £9.99.
Wow.
Got 14 bids and cheeky fans tried to get it for a tenner, 13 quid, 15 quid. Eventually went to a fan in Leeds. There can't be many Man United fans in Leeds.
No, surely not. So.
There's not many Watford fans in Luton.
But if they are listening from Leeds, which I doubt it very much, it's worth about 900 quid.
Yeah, made some money there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the story. We had that sent through. I like it when stories come through. If you see a story over the weekend...
And you go, Chris, what like, could you
yeah, think? Yeah, yeah, send it straight through to us. One unto Bill that got that through to us.
Cheers,
amazing
Bill.
Story, loving that. Right, 3:34, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo. And To Be Loved. Oh, we started this thing about a month ago. We never really did anything with it, but it was something along the lines of Essex being the largest county in the world. Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember that.
So, because we have quite a lot of listeners from abroad. Some of them are Five fans. Some of them have discovered us and like the show, which is brilliant. So we get loads of those on there. And they text regularly with, you know, oh, we're in Wisconsin. We're in Texas. Where's the newspaper guy from? Philadelphia.
He is. No, so,
Pennsylvania.
And yeah, so we get a lot of different people
Israel,
listening to the show.
Everywhere.
Israel's another one, Australia. Yeah, so it's really cool when that happens because obviously we're an Essex radio station. But what I always feel is when somebody texts in from America or Australia or wherever, they become part of our Essex community.
They do.
Because we're on the radio in Essex, they're texting. And so we decided to make Essex the largest county in the world.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
And Angie has texted in from the largest county in the world, Wisconsin. She's in Wisconsin, just to the north of Essex.
Yes, just slightly north.
Oh, probably south, actually, your geography.
I don't know.
Where in America?
Oh, it's over
America
there somewhere.
Was that way.
Yeah,
it's over there somewhere, isn't it?
West.
West, yeah. She's West Essex.
Really
yeah.
West.
Yeah,
Essex.
Really west.
Far west Essex.
Far, far west Essex. She said, I saw Six, the musical. Not Five, plus one. The plus one would have to be Chris. Thank you.
Hey.
There's only one person in here, just ignoring that fact. We all know that.
What? So what?
I was just talking to Tom about
yeah?
that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would like to know where you are in the world.
Yes.
Right now. I know we have... Honey listens in Israel. She's normally text most days.
Yes, she does, yeah.
And we can start maybe building this greatest county
this
ma- in
a
the
map
world.
Of the biggest place in Essex.
I think that works. Get your text in there. If you're listening from anywhere outside of Essex, it could be Kent, could be Sussex, could be Surrey, it could be anywhere outside of Essex. Let us know and we'll get you put on the map. It's Radio Essex, Latto, Mariah Carey and Big Energy, 10 to 4. Essex is the biggest county in the world, proving that. Aretha, who is from Houston, Texas in Essex.
Which is part of Essex.
It's part of Essex, yeah. Thank you very much, Aretha. Well, you're on the map. James in New York, up the Arsenal. Keep up the good work. Reminds me of home and how I don't miss the M25 and the A12 traffic. So it's an Essexer now living in New York. James, you're also on the map as well. If you want to get yourself on the map, just send us a text. Let us know where you are. Right, 10 to 4 with Anne-Marie. This is Sad. Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky. I think I've got a bit... I think I'm a little bit allergic to animals. And I've only just discovered this.
But you've got a cat.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, it's not...
Don't tell the cat. She'll think I'm kicking her out. I'm not going to kick the cat
out. Yeah, but your cat's not one that, like, hangs about all the time. Like, I've been to your house a million times. I've met your cat once, maybe twice.
Yeah.
But, I mean... This is weird, and I mean really weird. I went round my Uncle Paul's today, right?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to leave the door on the latch because, you know, he doesn't walk that well anymore. So I was like, yeah, okay. So I opened his door, and then I remembered that I needed to get something out of my car because it was his birthday yesterday, and I had a little present for him. So I was like, right, okay. So I left the door open, went to my car, and then as I turned back round, a cat... come out of his house and run and run down the road.
Yeah.
And I remember, looking, going, this is like an hour ago. And I went, that's weird. Didn't know Uncle Paul had a cat. So I sort of looked at the cat, confused, holding me bag. And I went in, I went, you got a cat? And he went, no. Right? And I went, well, the cat's just come out of your house. He went, yeah, yeah, nice one. Yeah, of course it has. I went, no, really. I said, a cat just walked out of your and run off down the road. He went, I'm going to have to check the ring doorbell. He's at home now going through the ring doorbell to see when if the cat come in.
Probably lived there for 17 years.
Yeah, he does it. He's never fed it, obviously. He went, I can't believe there's a cat in my uncle's house. And it could have been there. He lives on his own.
Cats, they literally live their own lives, though, don't they, cats?
Because they walk them. They do whatever.
They don't need you.
No.
And that looks in their eyes. I need feeding now, but that's pretty much it. Do you want to come and sit on the settee? I mean, no, not really. I just want to go and sit here and go to
sleep.
That's
why I've never been a cat. Because dogs want to cuddle, don't they?
Dogs need you.
Yeah.
I want some middle ground in between cat and dog. Can walk itself, do all that, but then also shows a little bit of love as well. That'd be perfect.
Well, that's like my old dog. He used to take himself for a walk, and that's a true story. He'd literally open the door, and I'd go, oh, go on, Chandler. He was called Chandler, my dog. Go on, Chandler.
I remember Chandler.
Yeah, and he would walk himself wherever, and then he'd come back. Although, one day, he went out, and he ran across the road, and he went into my neighbour's back garden. And I was like, Chandler. All of a sudden, the front door of my neighbour's house opened with him shouting at Chandler. Chandler had a massive steak in his mouth. He had taken a steak off of my opposite neighbour's, Russell's. Russell was fuming. He came bowling over to me. He went, keep that dog away from me when he's nicked my steak dinner. It was funny.
Cat wouldn't do that.
No.
Right, coming up on 4 News and Travel on the way, and we've got on Sam Smith as well, Calvin Harris, and I'm Not Here to Make Friends on the way, Radio Essex.
Woo! I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, you're up to date.
Thank you very much. I left the house today with fairly normal-looking hair. I came to work and I looked like Billy Idol.
I ended up looking like the guy from Art Attack. Do you remember Neil Buchanan?
I do remember Neil Buchanan.
My hair was up here.
It was like, I only walked to the car. It looked like I'd brushed my hair back with a backwards comb.
I had to grab my hat, and when I got out of my car, my hat nearly blew off. It nearly lost it. It was crazy. I nearly took off.
The biggest county in the world ever, Essex. Yep. A couple of people have said that Stevie obviously listens to Radio Essex, and he's from Scotland, so we need to add Scotland onto the county of Essex map.
Well, if my mum could be bothered to listen to me on the radio, which she doesn't,
She doesn't listen to you?
She doesn't. No.
Really?
No.
That's not good.
Well, she's listened a few times.
that'll be why she listened a few times and realised that there was no point.
No, but when I worked at the other station, I was like, did you listen to my big debut on national radio? And she's like, oh, no, I missed it.
A lot along with, 45,000 other listeners in the last survey. Apparently, I just read it between the lines.
Oh, and we never even practiced that.
That was good. Can you add Scotland to the map, please, Tom?
Yeah.
We can add...
Oh, and what?
We can add Spain. My mum lives part-time in Spain.
Oh, there you go. Add Spain as well. We got a listener in Spain. Come
on! £1,000. Friday Payday is here. 3, 2, 1, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Also, Kevin, listening in or just outside Munich. So add Germany, or you can add Munich specifically. But yeah, we've got loads of you. Thank you very much for getting these in.
Radio Essex.
Anywhere you listen to Radio Essex outside of Essex, we'll add you to the map of the... Well, we're basically calling it Essex is the biggest county in the world.
Yeah.
We've got Munich. We've got New York. We've got Wisconsin. We've got Texas. We've got Scotland. And we've got Spain.
We're doing well.
Keep them coming in. It's Radio Essex, Alok, Ella, Air, Kenny Dope, and Deep Down, 30 minutes after 4. This is Chris and Scott broadcasting from the largest county in the world, officially.
Yes,
from
us. It's official, yeah.
It's Essex. Welcome. Donna listening in Barrow-upon-Humber, North Lincolnshire. She said it's my little bit of home since I moved here a few months ago. Oh, wow, Donna. Welcome along. We'll put you on the map. And we've done the one from Munich, haven't we? Kevin in Munich, or just outside Munich. You're on the map as well. You're going to try and put the map on the website, Tom?
Yes, I am, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's good. I like this.
So we can see exactly if Honey's listening, just let us know which part of Israel you're from, because we haven't got... I think she's Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv, yeah.
So we'll, if we can get you to confirm that, Honey, we can add you to our map. We talked a bit about the Loch Ness Monster a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember it?
We did, yeah.
It moved.
Yes, it was somewhere down south.
Devon Way.
Yeah.
It moved from... obviously swam round.
Obviously, it took a while.
Had to swim around that massive county of Essex.
Yeah, it took, which would have taken a long time.
Huge county. Well, a monster hunter claims that he's got evidence now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after all these years, he's now got evidence that the Loch Ness Monster is not alone in the water. So he's not got evidence of one.
Oh, okay.
He's got evidence of a family. Photos apparently showing a second beast beneath the waves in Scotland. His name is, and it doesn't spell like this, I've had this confirmed by Stevie Shillinglaw, our Scotland correspondent, Ian O'Fadlagan.
Sorry, what?
Ian O'Fadlagan.
Hang on, Stevie's looking at you like...
Ian O'Fadlagan.
Yeah.
Fadalgan.
That's what I said.
Fadalgan. Fadalgan. Okay. Fadalgan. He was just sitting there watching a webcam of the lock. Like, do. So Corey's not on, then you're like, oh, I'll just watch
this. What should I watch today? Oh, yes, watch the lock.
Oh, that amazing David Attenborough thing's on. I'm just watching the lock. At the moment, I was watching Locke, and then he saw a dark shape.
That's it.
Dark shape. He estimated it because he's into measuring things from a webcam. He estimated it's about 30 feet long.
How's he know?
It's about that big.
That's ridiculous.
However, within a matter of hours, second large dark shadow monster. Just next to each other. He believes that it's conclusive proof.
One log next to another log.
Yeah, it's literally that. Or shadows.
Yeah.
Could be. But he's an expert. He's 30 feet long. It's a monster. I can see it. And there's another monster next to it. Two humps. Moving along in the water. And they're moving away from each other. He believes that this is...
They had an argument.
They'd had a row. Yeah, that's what he said. He thinks they've had a row. He's also saying this is conclusive proof now.
Oh, because if you say it's conclusive proof...
That is definite.
It's definite.
Yeah, don't question me on it.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple of questions.
No, conclusive proof!
It's conclusive proof. We don't want to question it. Conclusive proof that there are two monsters living in Loch Ness. Ian is the most prolific entry maker on the official... His name's Ian.
He had to be called Ian, didn't he?
Ian is the most prolific entry maker on the official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register.
He's got nothing else to do.
He probably owns the register.
Yeah.
A real thing, despite there being new rules in place concerning sightings on webcams. Some people are saying, do you know what? If you see a little bit of a shadowy figure on a webcam, that might not be real. He's gone. Well, it is real because it's conclusive. Yeah. And I saw two of them. You could argue and say, well, one of them's moved to Devon. We know that for a fact. Somebody's definitely seen the one in Devon.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
I don't remember that being conclusive, though.
I think what happened, this is conclusive.
Okay.
Loch Ness Monster.
Yep.
And Mr. Loch Ness Monster, Mr. and Mrs. Loch Ness, Mr. and Mrs. Ness. Mr. Ness, being naughty boy.
What was he done?
Yeah, well, another monster. Three monsters in a relationship. It's not going to work.
No.
The one we saw leaving Scotland, heading to the southwest of Devon.
Who was that?
The affair. I think so. I think that's what's happening here.
Oh, it's bad.
They're trying to rebuild their marriage, if they probably got married, in a registry office. I imagine they are rebuilding that marriage now, and where he saw them swimming away from each other, she's still finding it a little bit tough. I think that's what's happening.
Well, yeah, because she's going, don't put your arm on me. I remember what you've been doing.
Exactly, you dirty Ness monster.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. And
that's conclusive, is it?
Conclusive. I've got webcam evidence.
Have you? Can I see that?
Yeah, no. Teasing, I'm sitting on him. But it definitely happened because I just said it.
Of course.
On the radio.
I've got the symptoms, doctor. Give me some cream.
It's Ray at Escapism 421, Big Drive Home Monday. Hello to Dave. He said there's a load of cartoons of Family Ness, which was a children's cartoon show in the 90s.
I was just watching it on YouTube with no sound.
I remember it.
I do.
Was it CITV? I think it was. They're shutting down. Do you know that?
Oh.
CITV is going.
End of an era, that.
Shutting down its children's channel. The broadcaster announced on the channel which launched in 2006. They said after the success of Children's ITV, it's set to close in early autumn. It's going to make way for a dedicated destination for kids on the streaming service they've got, which is ITVX. But I think everyone's doing the same thing, aren't they?
Everything's streaming, isn't it?
Everything's going streaming. And actually, for kids, I don't think CITV's not been on the telly, has it? Is CITV still? I might be up with all the Nickelodeons. Yeah. Maybe it is up there.
Yeah, it probably is on. But I don't watch it anymore, funny enough.
You don't watch it? Do you not miss kids' TV?
I miss good kids' TV.
Yeah.
Like, I think kids don't watch TV anymore, do they? They watch.
I love Ben and Holly. I miss Ben and Holly. I think since the kids are grown up, Ben and Holly, Bear in the Big Blue House, Thomas Tank Engine. I watched that the other day, actually. I just had it on.
This is a bit nerdy.
Go on.
Ben and Holly.
Yeah.
One of the characters is the same as in Peppa Pig.
Yeah, I knew that. Don't try and give me Ben and Holly vibes. So you think I don't know?
Whoa! So
do you think I'm stupid?
Sorry, mate. I didn't. I thought it was something I knew, and you
what? So, trying to sneak in? Did you hear my knowledge about Loch Ness monsters just now?
I did.
Do you think I don't know about Peppa Pig?
Which character?
And Ben and Holly.
Which character is it?
Holly.
I think it is Holly.
It is Holly.
Yeah.
Weird. Who's Peppa Pig's dad's daughter?
Freya Riding's dad
is Peppa Pig dad.
I know, that's incredible.
Daddy Pig. That's her dad in real life, not the pig, obviously. The voice. Freya Riding's his dad.
Just the voice, yeah, not the actual pig. No. That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
What does your dad do for a living?
He's a pig.
Jumps in muddy puddles.
Muddy puddles.
I was sad for CITV. Rainbow. That's one of theirs. We've got the music for Rainbow. Just give us a little.
Oh, iconic.
This is gone. Danger Mouse. Sooty & Co. Art Attack, we mentioned earlier. So still relevant.
Yes.
In Stevie's life. Mr. Bean. Loads more. CITV. Going to end in the August. Beautiful. But things that have ended before that are coming back. I do believe Ted Lasso is back today.
Is it today?
I think it's today. Can we Google that? I'm convinced Ted Lasso's back on Apple TV tonight.
I've got another thing that I'm going to be watching, because Ted Lasso, if you haven't seen it, is
please,
incredible.
And I've said this to my wife, and I'll say it to you. Watch the first two seasons first. Don't try and jump in at season three.
No, it's not.
Where people have said that to us about other programs. Oh, you can just join. Watch the beginning.
No, you've
go,
got to.
Go back to the beginning.
On the other streaming site, Netflix.
Yeah.
Loofah film.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I saw some documentary about that.
Yeah.
So that's back as well.
That's back, and I've heard good things. Very, very good. Same thing. I mean, you can watch this film if you're not a fan of Loofah, you'll get it, but you're better off watching the other seasons. Brilliant.
Any news on Ted?
It's on Wednesday.
Wednesday. I knew it was this week. So Wednesday. That's not long to go.
It's not you, but what you've done there is I thought...
Yeah, I've given it and taken away at the same time. It's 4:25.
Sugar. Hi. It's been a long time.
We both knew what we were going to do. It's crazy. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. We're talking about Ben and Holly earlier. Holly text, not actual Ben and Holly, but no. Holly, just Holly. She texts, says, what a way to start a row in my house. Keep talking about the programme, Ben and Holly. Good job. My future husband was joking when he said, who's Ben? That's very good, Holly. Thank you. It's Radio Essex, Riton and Sugar, 20 to 5. Monday's work day nearly over, which is good because Monday's the worst day for rudeness in the workplace.
Is it?
Apparently so. Joe Kinch was really rude when we got in today, wasn't he?
No.
Oh, he should have
said. What
seen
did he
him.
Say to you?
Just kick it off.
Why is he doing that?
Oh, you're late or something like that. Oh, afternoon. You know.
Oh, good. I don't like
so
that.
So rude, yeah.
It's really bad, isn't it?
Yeah. He's been ill for a week.
Yeah. Come back in chucking his weight around.
He's not a lot of weight on him.
No, he's 8'12".
Chucking his weight around. He's like throwing...
Bolshy. Would you call him Bolshy?
Bolshy, throwing cups and that. No one's going to believe that.
Threw cake
at me. Oh, there he is at the window. You all right? He's talking about a mate of mine called Joe. Not you. Different Joe.
No.
Different Joe.
You're Joe on the radio. We're not talking...
Different Joe.
Our mate Joe.
Yeah.
Little fella walks backwards, spits a lot. You know,
there's research to come out that those with low mindfulness or less ability to regulate their behaviour can be at their worst at the start of the week with behaviours such as negative remarks, did that. condescending tone.
Does that.
Acting unprofessionally.
Yeah, always. Every day.
Researchers say this can decrease motivation and job satisfaction in others. Workplace interventions focusing on mistreatment need to target not only the victims but also the proprietors of the thing. So they need to help and say, look, how can we help?
Well, we could make a tea, couldn't we?
No, we'd make him a tea.
No, he's got to repay us for all his rudeness.
I don't know if that's going to help.
For his rudeness.
You're now going from the victim to the aggressor.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I?
I've always thought, surely it's just because it's Monday.
We've all had
a great weekend and now you're back at work Monday and you're a little bit tetchy. No one's like that on a Friday, are they?
I don't do Friday.
You're definitely not like that on a Friday.
I'm like, woo!
It's a much happier office on a Friday, and I don't think it's to do with the fact you're not here.
Are you joking?
No, it's...
It must be morbid on Friday.
But it is Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursdays as well. I think Thursdays are a good day, because it's like Thursday, it's pretty much Friday.
Because the thing is, so Monday, you've just finished your weekend, you've bit gutted that you're going back to work.
Yeah.
Then you sort of get on with it, and
you've chilled at the weekend. You've probably eaten worse than you normally eat, because during the week, you regulate yourself. You go, I'm going to eat healthy. Everything starts on Monday, doesn't it? Oh, I'll have this Chinese now. On Monday, I'm getting back on it.
Yeah, back on it
Monday. So the weekend's always a bit of a free-for-all.
It is.
So doing that and then trying to get up on a Monday morning and go back to work, especially when the weather's like it's been, where 1 minute, like now, it's beautiful, sunny, but blowing a proper gale, and then over the weekend, it's like dark and raining. There's no regulation.
But you're chasing the weekend, aren't you? Because then when you get to Thursday afternoon, you go, it's nearly the weekend.
It's the weekend. So, it's not a surprising stat. I just thought I'd read it because people might relate to it today. Somebody might have been rude to you today at work. You know why? It's Monday.
It's Monday.
Get over it.
Well, the yellow weather warning for wind remains in place for another 55 minutes across Essex. And then after that, it'll be an overcast and showery night with temperatures over the wee small hours reaching lows of 6 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Why 55 minutes?
Because it ends at 6.
What, the wind?
Precise. No, the yellow weather warning for wind. So the Met Office put it in, started at 10 this morning.
Okay.
And runs until 6.
So it doesn't, it's not
still going to be windy, but it's going to ease doesn't right stop. Off.
It doesn't go 5:59 and then it's 6 o'clock, just silence.
No, but it should, you should be able to hang on to your hair and your jacket afterwards.
Look forward to that.
Essex, are you ready for Friday payday? Crazy about my money. Come on! £1,000 Friday payday is here. This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Hiya! Right, Monday.
Hiya!
Big drive home in the wind, but it will stop at 6.
Turn it up.
Dead on.
Sing it loud. Radio Essex.
8 set of music coming up, and first Miley Cyrus with Flowers. It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran and Celestial. He teased the new track on the socials. I can't remember, was it TikTok?
TikTok.
On the TikTok. Ed Sheeran, new music. You said, and I quote, I just hope he goes back to original Ed Sheeran type music.
He's going to, he has. Yeah. Old Ed's back.
So we heard a track on the TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was actually him recording like in a room like this, just on his phone.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the best quality, but the song was incredible. Tom here, with his contacts.
Hi.
At Ed Sheeran Limited. He rings up, Ed Sheeran Limited, how can I help you? He's like, it's Tom. They're like, oh, Tom Geese, how are you?
They're not producer, Tom.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. He said, is there any, because if we're allowed to play that clip on the radio, the 30-second tease of his new song, and they went, yeah, you can do that. And Tom went, but if you could send us an actual 30-second clip of the actual mastered song so we can actually hear what it sounds like rather than playing a TikTok clip on the radio, they only said yes.
They did not.
They only gave us a 30-second clip of the actual mastered track.
Stop it.
What's it called? Eyes Closed?
Yeah.
Eyes Closed. Ed Sheeran.
Back to shut my eyes.
No, you can listen to it with your eyes wide open. 30 seconds of brand new Ed Sheeran. This song is back to original Ed Sheeran best.
Don't talk over it.
Here we go.
Just dancing with my eyes closed. Cause everywhere I look, I still see you. And time is
That's it, 30 seconds.
It's absolutely beautiful. I have heard it on TikTok, I've never heard it that crisp, that clear.
Don't thank me.
The radio. I can't thank Tom.
You have to. He did it. He sorted it out.
Well done, Tom. You are doing your job.
And thanks to Ed Sheeran and management for getting us that, because it does actually sound so much better. And we could have just played the clip on TikTok, which is also exceptionally good because it's him just playing the guitar.
Yeah.
But to actually get a proper recording of it is good work. It's actually 29 seconds. They owe us a second. But, you know, let's not worry about that.
Get on the phone. Is it only 29 seconds?
Yeah, they'll just send us another second. They'll just go, there you go. And I'll go, thanks very much.
Would be more though.
Looking forward to that. When's that out? A couple of months.
That is out May. On the 23rd
of this month.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get that on as soon as we got it. It's Radio Essex, BB Rex, a new tune's called Heart Wants What It Wants. 18 minutes after 5, experts have revealed. I love experts. They're busy, aren't they, at the moment?
They are.
Always our Loch Ness experts. You've got experts in Monday, the worst day for rudeness in the workplace. Now experts have revealed the exact dates that people should turn off their heating for the spring. As winter begins to thaw out, many of us rush to grab our shorts at the first sight of sunshine. Don't do that today. It's pretty windy. And it's still warm, though, isn't it? 14 degrees today, 15 degrees today. It's actually quite nice. So the dates is around the same day the clocks go forward, 27th of March, apparently, is when the heating gets switched off.
Well, I know a lot of people that still haven't switched it on because of the, you know, the fact that it's ridiculously priced. Mine's on a little schedule, so it comes on, like, for a couple of hours and then goes off. My mum and dad are one of them people that have decided sort of against turning the heating on. They're just dressing like they're outside, indoors.
Yeah.
I went round my mum's earlier and she looked, well, she had gloves on.
Yeah.
Gloves. And I thought it was a coat. So I said, oh, I'll see you later, mum. Where are you off to? And she went, so, well, what do you mean? I said, oh, it's not a coat. Oh, you're wearing a very, very big onesie. Mum's wearing a onesie and gloves in the house now.
I did the meat reading on Thursday last week. You were here in the office when I rang him up, weren't you, Tom?
Yeah, I was.
My polite conversation.
Yeah.
And I sent it, and then my bill updated online.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I bought a car off them.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so. I think
when's it being delivered?
I don't know, but soon, I'd imagine. I was like, how? What? How's this happened? How is it this much? I knew that it had gone up a lot. There was one point where they said, we estimate your usage over the year to be around £11,000.
What? I was they did not.
Yeah, they did. 100%, honestly. No. I rang them up and I was like, this can't be right. I said, there's a school next door to me. Are we feeding them? How? £11,000.
Right, tell me that.
It's like more than my mortgage.
Yeah, what's that? So, what? They made a mistake.
She said, because when I moved in, they reckon the reading they got originally was too low. So whoever left their house or the company when it moved, they read the meter wrong. So all their estimates have been low. But every time I've given them a reading, it goes up. And I've always said, like, every time I enter the thing, it says, are you sure? That seems a bit high. And I have to always enter it in three times.
Yeah.
Because they say, this can't be right. Yeah. So I put that in. Then the street meter reader come around and he read the same as what I'd read, because I'm not stupid. And then when I didn't do a reading, they went back to an expert, but then went back to the original estimate, which was about like 2,000 less than what mine actually is. So because you pay monthly, you don't really know. You just sort of pay them. So when she put in all of those things over the last 3 or 4 years that the estimates have been too low, she went, don't look at your app while I do this. And then she pressed the button and my app just went mental, like I'd won the lottery, but with a minus sign next to it. And I went, whoa! And she went, oh, you're looking at the app? And I was like, yeah, I'm looking at the app.
You've told me not to look at it. Of course I'm looking at it.
And then she deleted all the payments and all the bills for the last year or two. And then my app suddenly went into credit. I was like, leave it like that. Stop touching your computer. Go and have a cup of tea and forget. Go. And it's still in credit now. But I think what they're going to do is go through it. But she did say, and she was being fair, I won't say the company, she did say, we look like we've made a mistake with your estimates. Because even if it was read wrong at the beginning, you've been giving us accurate
X amount,
and I'm not being lying to somebody. Like, this is my meter, this is it, and they've had street reader come around, it's the same. So, yeah, apparently. I said to her, what are people doing? You know, people that suddenly owe you £3,000, £4,000. you can't, no one's just going to suddenly go, oh, I have to pay the electric $4,000 this week.
No.
It's not a thing. And she said no. She said, and you know, people just, it just goes on to your direct debit and it'll probably go in the next 5 or 10 years or whatever. Because no one can actually afford to do that.
No, but that's...
It was pretty scary,
I know we've
though.
Spoke about it before, but it's so
mate,
bad.
I was running around the house just unplugging stuff.
Yeah, but it is bad because you've got like people like my mum and dad who are going, well, hang on, how are we going to afford it? Which is not fair, but I think they'll sort it out eventually.
I hope so, because it's... you do start to go, oh, left the light on upstairs, whereas sometimes I'll just leave it and just go, it's fine, it's just one bulb. No, not anymore.
No. No, turn the hot tub off, Chris.
That's been... Well, actually, that was the other thing I said to her. I was like, I haven't had the hot tub on in ages. And she went, you've got a hot tub. I was like, no, I haven't got a hot tub. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ridiculous.
Radio Essex, Lizzo and SZA with Special. It's Chris and Sky. It's the big drive home. A brand new week for the A to Z of music. And today, ABCDE.
Ed Sheeran.
It's the letter E, and it's solo artist today as well.
Now, the A to Z of music. Monday, solo singers.
So, solo singers beginning with E. I mean, Ed Sheeran springs to mind. So
Ellie
there's
Goulding,
Elton John.
Elton John,
there
yes.
is. It's actually... Oh, actually, there's loads.
Elbow, a group, or...
Elbow's a group.
It's a group. It's not a bloke called Elbow.
No, but it's just one guy, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but he's in a group called Elbow.
Okay.
I'm just having a look. See who else is in there, because...
Eliza Doolittle, not big, but good.
Edwin Collins.
Yes.
Eddie Grant. Ed Sheeran is the obvious... well, we've got a lot of Ed Sheeran. Yeah, I think Ed Sheeran's got to be in there. Who else is on there? Ella Eyre. Ella Henderson. Ella Goulding.
Emily Sande, Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis Presley.
He was quite big.
Elton John, Elvis Costello, Elvis Presley, Emily Sande, Emma Bunton, Enrique Iglesias is in there as well for
Emmy
the letter
Vieira.
E. Eric Clapton. there's loads on there. You need to choose your favourite solo artist.
Eminem.
Eminem's brilliant. Well done, Claire. Beginning with E, get your votes in now, please. It's Radio Essex, Big Drive Home, Pink Pantheress and Boys Alive. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. A to Z of music is on. And let's find out what Monday's artists are.
Monday, solo singers.
Oh, we had loads coming. Elvis Presley was a big one. Eminem, we are keeping for tomorrow, producer Tom.
Yes.
Rap stars and DJs. So tomorrow, that would fit for Eminem. So I think Eminem will do well in that tomorrow.
I reckon so.
Elton John was very popular. Elvis Presley, as I mentioned. Ella Henderson, Ellie Goulding got quite a few votes. Emily Sande as well. But the two with the most amount of votes and therefore going through to Monday's A to Z of music... is
Enrique Iglesias. Let me be a hero.
That is yours if you want it. I'll give you a little bit of help if you text it. Just text the word hero. That's probably easier, isn't it? Text the word hero if you want Enrique to go forward to represent the A to Z of music. Or Ed Sheeran.
But real Ed Sheeran. Proper old school Ed Sheeran.
So if you want to hear this, put the word Lego in your message box. Lego, if you want Ed Sheeran to go forward as the best artist, beginning with E. Or hero, if you want it to be Enrique Iglesias. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corey, Becky Hill and History. Tried to get so many people to present the next show that's on after us.
Yeah.
No one wanted to present it.
I know.
I mean, we asked everybody. But we found someone. Kinchy.
Kinchy's on the radio.
You're on the radio next, aren't you, mate? Do you want a microphone? There you go.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Not
weird.
Having the fader put up.
Match of the Day was bizarre, wasn't it?
It was different.
Yeah,
right?
I did. Straight away, I wrote a letter and said... I'm not available to present.
Did you? I put on Facebook that I wasn't going to be presenting Match of the Day this weekend in case anyone was going to ask.
Yeah. They asked me, I said, no.
Can't do it.
Can't do it, mate. Can't do it.
It was just really weird watching it because it just suddenly, there wasn't even any announcements. The trailer finished and then it just went football highlights and then football without any commentary on it.
I just loved throughout the day where the announcer man was just like, now due to a change in programming.
Yeah. Yeah, because all of them were final score. I just saw Gary Neville was having the best time of his life on social media this weekend.
Yeah.
I think anyone at Sky was.
I tell you what was funny. It was like it happened on purpose, but it didn't. On the Arsenal game, commentary went off for about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And they went, at the moment, we've got no commentary. And it was the guys from the studio who aren't commentators. And it was hilarious because they were going, yeah, so he's got a corner now. He's not turned around yet. So, oh, it's Trossard. Yeah. He's going to take a corner. And then Alan Smith eventually come back, like they got their feedback. But it was like a glimpse into the future of what Match of the Day might be. Very good.
It literally was just the game audio, wasn't it? A bit of music.
Like, yeah, but it was weird.
It was like when you pause FIFA for ages and you come back and it's just showing you like random clips of
your game. Turn the commentary off FIFA as well, because I do that sometimes because the commentary is awful. I turn the commentary off and you're just playing, you can hear the crowd. That's what it was like.
Mm.
It was really weird. But then when there was a handball in your game, but for Mo Salah's penalty, which won't go into that as you're a Liverpool fan.
Yep, the one that he didn't score.
Yeah.
He's still coming down now.
He's still travelling.
It hit Harry Kane's ball from the...
First thing I did is I text my dad because he was watching it as well. And I was like, Salah's just scored a home run. Wrong game though.
I thought that when that penalty happened, and we won't talk about football, but there was a penalty, but because there was no commentary talking about it, I was thinking... I want to hear why. That's why I'm happy. And Lineker's back next week, isn't he? He's back on the show with everybody on Saturday, which will be nice to have that back. It was just a bit weird.
Yes. Although Arsenal still won 3-0, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So you've won the league now.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Boring.
We
need a new thing. It's not Scott's talking about five again. It's Scott's talking about Arsenal again. Ooh.
Oh, well, the jingle me. When I was in a band story.
Yeah.
I love that. We should have that.
I don't think we've won the league yet. Until it's mathematically impossible not to win it, we've not won it.
You've won it more than Watford have.
Tune it out.
What's coming up in the Big Joe show? How are you feeling? I know you're back, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were ill.
Yeah. I wasn't presenting Match today.
No.
It wasn't why I was gone.
No.
I had COVID.
Yeah, you had the big C, didn't you? The old COVID. I didn't think that was a thing anymore.
Yeah,
you completely wiped out.
I did know that it was still a thing.
Yes, obviously.
But it's not impacting our lives on a daily basis like it did for 2 years.
Yeah.
So you almost forget about it.
Still kicking around though.
We see a picture of the real reason why you wasn't at work. It was your dinner, which looked amazing. So if you were listening last week, Joe was off work and his dinner... Because you went back to mum and dad's, didn't you?
Mum was like, you're coming and staying with me. I'm looking after you.
Well,
it's like, okay.
If I'm ill, I'm going to go round to your
mum's.
Because the dinner looked incredible, which
first
is why you've been
I
off for
lamb,
a few days. Yeah.
Potatoes.
Mate, we know what you had. They weren't just potatoes, mate. They were potatoes with smashed garlic and red chili peppers.
Yep.
They
cubed up.
They were good.
They looked like potato brafas. The square potato, but with... Oh, it looked amazing.
When are you bringing those in?
When are you bringing your mum in?
What, bring her in with her air fryer?
Get some air fryers going on in
it. Be like Jamie Oliver.
Yes, please.
On the morning telly where they have a cook on.
Yeah.
Do that on the drive
home. You could do that, So now we're just going to make some potatoes. And how are we doing that? Well, we're going to smash the garlic over the top of it. Oh, sounds amazing. Do you want to try it?
A little bit of olive oil.
Yeah, we could do that.
A little bit more olive oil.
What is coming up on your show tonight? Apart from
hot
recipes.
I need to remind myself, don't I, of what's actually
hot
on the
7
show.
At 7.
Hot 7 at 7. Brand new record of the week. Big one this week. Big
Ooh.
Story behind it.
Guests coming up soon?
No, but we've had to move last week's one to this week.
Oh, so you will have a guest, but it'll be later on
That'll
this
be
week.
Later on this week,
Okay, Joe's on the radio in moments. First of all, we need to wrap up Monday's A to Z of Music. It was the letter E, and it was solo artists. And surprise, surprise, the winner of that was Ed Sheeran.
Obviously, Mr. Ed Sheeran.
His Lego house. We'll do it again tomorrow. Ta-da.
Bye.
Monday. Completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.